It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Tonight at the Riverside Church, the Harlem Chamber Players swell to an orchestra of 60, along with four vocal soloists and a chorus of 75, to presenting an oratorio by Harlem Renaissance composer R. Nathaniel Dett to usher in Juneteenth weekend. Jeff Linden reports.
R. Nathaniel Dett was born in 1882, the grandson of enslaved people who traveled to Canada on the Underground Railroad.
He's considered a Harlem Renaissance composer because he loved infusing the works of Negro spirituals into his own music.
That's Liz Player, artistic director of the Harlem Chamber Players. When Dett wrote The Ordering of Moses in 1932, he used the well-known spiritual Go Down Moses as thematic material. Conductor Damian Sneed.
Dett captures the African-American diasporic cultural folk sound and the motif, and he really sets it well.
The piece premiered on NBC Radio in 1937, but the broadcast was cut short before it ended, without explanation. It's only been performed sporadically over the years, says tenor Chauncey Packer, who sings the role of Moses.
I find it very interesting that even in the beginning breath of the piece, and wasn't allowed to be totally free, a piece about freedom.
Packer says he gets chills when he thinks about his role and Nathaniel Dett's personal history.
That I'm playing Moses, and that he's a direct descendant of the black Moses, Harriet Tubman. There's equity here. There's huge equity.
Conductor Damian Sneed hopes this piece will become
a normal part of the canon of orchestral music, the canon of choral music, and of course of the genre of oratorio.
And with tickets priced at $25, Liz Player hopes a lot of people discover it tonight.
We're coming into Juneteenth, and this is about black liberation. Hopefully it's about freedom from this pandemic. And so I'm just hoping that people come and feel really refreshed and rejuvenated and even triumphant.
For WNYC News, I'm Jeff London.